This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
For you here on this Monday morning. Big thanks to David Noble covering down for the entire week. I'll tell you what, if anybody can power through with some great commentary, it's of course the great David Noble. And then of course John Jackson the Joker from X popping in and several other great guests. So yeah, big thanks to the whole crew for covering down over the past few days. You know, isn't it interesting? The elections last Tuesday are now done with. They're now in the rearview mirror, and like many were predicting, oh, now the Democrats, some of them, are finally ready to end the government shutdown. Here is the latest breaking news. You heard just some of it there during the Fox News update. Here is the latest breaking news. This was from about an hour ago, a montage put together by Fox and Friends here this morning.
Overnight, the Senate clearing a key procedural hurdle to reopen the government. The move would reopen the government under a deal which includes spending enough money to keep the government running until the end of January. It would fund SNAP benefits, federal workers would get their back pay, and the Senate would have a vote next month on whether or not to refund Obamacare subsidies. Now, there are some notable names who are supporting this breakthrough, including Senators Dick Durbin, John Fetterman, and Catherine Cortez Masto.
This is the beginning to show and fight for Americans across the country. Let me just say this. With the government open, we can focus on passing a full bipartisan budget for 2026.
I understand that not all of my Democratic colleagues are satisfied with this agreement.
But waiting another week or another month wouldn't deliver a
outcome. It's our judgment, after 6 weeks, going on 7 weeks of this shutdown, that a path wasn't working.
All right. So Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky was the only no vote for the GOP in the Senate. It's unclear how quickly the Senate may move. Remember, the House also has to agree to this, and members would get about 36 hours notice that they need to get on a plane and get back to D.C.
It looks like we're getting very close on the shutdown. We'll never agree to give any substantial money or any money to really prisoners, illegals that come into our country. And I think the Democrats understand that. And it looks like we're getting close to the shutdown ending. You'll know very soon.
All right, so there you go. That was President Trump, of course, there at the end. But, yeah, very interesting that, now all of a sudden there's enough Democrats voting to end the government shutdown. But very interesting to point out that a lot of Democrats are ticked. They are ticked off about this. A lot of Democrats wanted this government shutdown to continue. The Politico playbook earlier this morning had this headline: the shutdown is coming to an end, and with it, a Democratic civil war begins. And if you're following me on X, I just shared a Mediaite.com story showing a whole host of Democrats that are just fuming over this handful of Senate Democrats that have now voted with the Republicans to get the government back up and running. I'll give you some of those highlights here coming up right after this. But yeah, you heard me right. The phone lines are open. 294-0970.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some partial sunshine across the area today, we're looking at high temperature readings staying around 62 in the Bozeman area to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies expected, temperatures will drop back down to the upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday, upper 50s to mid-60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
On Friday, in a speech before the National War College in Washington, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth took aim at a problem he says
disrupts the defense of the United States and places the lives of our men and women in uniform at risk.
That problem? Pentagon bureaucracy, specifically the procurement of weapons. Hegseth announcing that the system is being changed from the old contractor-based method to a model which will aim
to get capabilities into the hands of our warfighters at speed.
Hegseth explaining further.
Commercial solutions first that meet our needs faster, even if that means bids do not meet every requirement.
The secretary adding that projects will now need to be flexible.
We will be open to buying the 85% solution and iterate together over time to achieve the 100% solution.
Critics express concern about the quality of weapon systems at the speed the Pentagon is now asking for. Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
A bunch of veterans getting together, sharing a meal together on Veterans Day. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We're going to be broadcasting live from Missoula at the American Legion on Ronan Street coming up Tuesday for a special Veterans Day program. We'll have microphones open for you. If you're a veteran and you want to come join us on this show, I'll be set up as early as 7 a.m., broadcasting until 10 a.m. with Montana Talks, live from the American Legion on Ronan Street in Missoula, Tuesday.
Thank you for voting the Martial Arts Academy as the Billings Gazette Reader's Choice for 2025. The Martial Arts Academy was established in 2001 and teaches Taekwondo and Judo and self-defense mixed in. Martial Arts Academy Billings can help you or your family member develop confidence, discipline, focus, and awareness beginning as young as age 5. Call 406-591-9000 or visit them at 528 Lake Elmo Drive in the Heights. Try a couple of free classes at Martial Arts Academy of Billings.
This fall, give your lawn the care it needs with True Green, America's number one lawn company. True Green's science-based approach and local expertise work together to recover your lawn from the summer stresses and get a jump on the next season, keeping it healthy, green, and free of pesky weeds. Say goodbye to bare patches and hello to a lawn you'll be proud of. Whether it's football in your yard or a fall gathering on the patio, a healthy lawn starts here. Visit TrueGreen.com today and let your lawn thrive this fall with True Green.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, we better start with a call this morning. I know many of you have just been itching. You've just been waiting to hear some of the great callers from all across Montana. So great to have the phone lines open here pretty much all morning long here as well, other than our normal Monday morning fixtures. A couple of quick things from me, and then we'll jump right into your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. So you just heard the news, the deal that a handful of Senate Democrats have now joined with Republicans. It looks like they will be getting the government back up and running here in the next day or so. I wonder, those members of Congress that have to fly back to Washington, D.C., will they be able to make their flights, given all the chaos that the Democrats and their shutdown has caused on the airline front? But isn't it interesting that, you know, even still over the weekend, the liberal media mob was trying to still provide cover fire for the Democrats and their government shutdown. You got George Stephanopoulos, who got absolutely schooled by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Scott Bessent started using George Stephanopoulos' own words from the 1990s against him. We'll get to that later in the hour here. And look at President Trump. What was he saying just a couple of days ago? If you go to thedailywire.com, President Trump was talking about how the Democrats were, quote, cracking like dogs. Said that the Democrats are cracking like dogs on the shutdown because they are deathly afraid that I am making progress with the Republicans on terminating the filibuster. Jesse Waters on Friday night talked about how the Democrats were starting to crack, the Democrats were starting to break. And look what happened last night. The news broke. The Democrats broke, and the shutdown should be coming to an end. All right, let's jump right into the phone calls. Nancy in Roundup, great to hear from you this Monday. What's on your mind?
Well, welcome back, Aaron, and it's good to get away for a while like you did. You sound refreshed, and you really sound ready to go here, so welcome back. And I just want to say that I did agree with the shutdown because we Americans work so hard for our money and what we have, and, you know, just give the money away to illegal aliens and criminals that just crossed our border for freebies. It's just not right. And to prove my point, today, I'm sure you've heard on the media, today is the 50th anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald, that was a iron ore ship that was in the Great Lakes area that sank today in Lake Superior during a terrible, terrible storm. It was hurricane winds, and the waves were like 35 foot and over.
Did you press your mute button there? Oh, I think we lost you. I think you might have hit the hang up button there by accident, Nancy, because I don't have your call on here anymore. So, Nancy, yeah, call back because you were right in the middle of your stride there, and we lost you. Yeah, Nancy in Roundup, give us a call back, 406-294-0970. Yeah, because we were listening to you, and all of a sudden you just cut out. All right, let's see. We'll see if we get Nancy calling back in on the phone lines here. I really wanted to hear what she had to say about that. As you can tell now, I'm like, okay, what do we talk about? Okay, the filibuster. Okay, looks like Nancy's ringing back in right now. So, Caden, you can just send her to me as soon as she pops back up on the phone lines here. Let's see. The filibuster, that is one thing that I do want to get back to here. I want to get back to this whole filibuster conversation. We've got Mark Wayne Mullen. This must be Nancy right here. Nancy, are you back with us? Yeah, we lost you right in the middle of your talk there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, because I sank right with Edmund Fitzgerald. You know, it's the Titanic of the Great Lakes. But my point is that we got 29 Americans that lost their lives who were working for a living, and they ranged in age from like 22 on up. And I just want to say, this was my whole point about the shutdown. We just can't let people come in here and take us over and destroy everything that we've worked and accomplished for. But I'm sure that Neptune is taking care of the sailors. And the 50th anniversary today, there's going to be a celebration tonight at 7:30 Michigan time. But, I grew up in the Great Lakes, and one time I actually applied to be a lighthouse keeper at the Whitefish Point Lighthouse, which is about 17 miles from where the Edmund Fitzgerald sank. And because I'm just mesmerized by the Great Lakes.
Interesting.
But anyway, God bless the sailors that lost their lives and our president that's working so hard for us.
It's so great that the Republicans didn't cave, right?
Still working. I'm retired, but I do a lot of other things.
It's so great, Nancy, isn't it, that the Republicans, to your point, did not cave, did not buckle, and did not bow to these hostage taker demands from the Democrats? Because you're exactly right. Not a dime of our money should be going to these illegal aliens who invaded this country.
You're correct. And, I see a lot of young guys here in Roundup. They work so hard, and they've got families. And my grandsons, I'm telling you, they all work, 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 and they pay their taxes, and they pay their dues. And they got property. And I'm thankful for all of you because I know what it's like to have to get up and get out there every day into the world, into the real world. And the world is not an easy place to contend with.
Likewise. Well, and likewise, you paid your dues. You worked hard your entire life. You shouldn't have to be worrying so much about what's going on in this country right now and seeing all that you worked for just being handed out to all these other people flooding in from all these other countries. Nancy, great to hear from you. And, I'm so excited that our phone lines are up and running here because that's the best part of the show, is taking your phone calls here, getting your reactions, getting your feedback, finding out what you want to talk about. Nancy, thanks for the call. Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Imagine being a college student interested in government and politics, scoring an internship on Capitol Hill, especially one with your dream lawmaker. And then the government shuts down. That's what happened when government funding lapsed and House internships were put on pause on October 1st. The shutdown is providing a stark introduction to the chaos which already consumes Capitol Hill. The shutdown's been an uncertain time for House interns, the cadre of college students who answer phones and support congressional offices. Most are in Washington for only a few months, and a large chunk of that has already been eaten up by the shutdown. Unlike other congressional staff who work without pay during a lapse in appropriations, interns in the House don't work at all. That's according to guidance from the House Administration Committee. In the Senate, offices are allowed to designate interns as accepted staff who can continue to show up without a paycheck. That's left interns accustomed to working 4 or 5 days a week on the Hill with some holes in their schedule. It's experience in Washington, but not the experience the interns were expecting. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
One of life's simple pleasures is relaxing in a comfortable, functional, and beautiful recliner. Well, the folks at Juro's have you covered with a quality, American-made Golden Lift chair. Choose from their showroom selection or have one custom designed with heat, massage, neck, and lumbar support. Then add a gorgeous fabric. You may never want to get up, but if you do, these chairs can lift you from sitting to standing with a touch of a button. Stop by Juro's today and ask about care credit financing and white glove delivery. Juro's Pharmacy Health and Wellness, 2043 Grand Avenue in Billings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, last week, Cody, Wyoming hosted the 2025 West Central States Wool Growers Convention. And Wyoming Wool Growers Association President Gwen Geist told me it's an important event that brings together sheep producers from across Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming to work on key issues.
Well, it's really wonderful to have it here, and we pull together the couple of states that are right neighboring us, Idaho, Utah, and we come together and we get to talk about our H2A project of updates and what's going on there. We get updates from the American Land Board, and we get updates from Public Lands Council and what's happening, because all of those affect us each and every day, and sometimes more than others, but it's a good time to come together and collaborate on what we've got going and have a more united voice in what the sheep industry is doing.
And she says that they fully support the American Sheep Industry Association's effort, urging the U.S. Trade Representative to investigate lamb imports on behalf of U.S. sheep producers and consumers.
You know, it's a super complicated process, bringing imports in. And what it does is it drives our prices down, because our section of the meat case is so small anyhow. And if it's taken over by those foreign imports, we're not getting our local producers' meat into the hands of the consumer.
Now, again, findings from a recent ASI study show that U.S. lamb imports surged nearly 45% from 2020 to 2024. And last year alone, imports captured roughly 70% of our domestic market. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Ranchers, it's bull buying time, and Redland Angus is your headquarters for range cow genetics. Saturday, November 22nd, 170 coming two-year-old range bulls and 100 range-raised bred heifers right out of the Redland herd sale at Buffalo Livestock Auction in Buffalo, Wyoming. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on Northern Livestock Video. The more efficient a cow herd is at converting roughage, the greater the potential for reducing input cost and increasing profitability. For more information, call Kendrick at 307-250-8625.
You've got enough to worry about. Cold weather, short days, and cows that need to hold condition through winter. Flaxlick tubs by SmartLick Supplements deliver omega-3s that support pregnancy and fetal development, so you have more calves on the ground this spring. It's self-fed, weatherproof nutrition that works while you rest easier. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
Well, in a surprise to many in the cattle business, on Friday, President Trump directed his Department of Justice to launch an investigation into our nation's largest meatpacking companies for potential collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation. The White House says the decisive action targets the foreign-dominated conglomerates that control America's meat supply. And finally this morning, the boards of directors of U.S. Wheat Associates and National Association of Wheat Growers met last week down in Austin, Texas. In addition to a joint policy session, they also conducted committee meetings related to long-range planning, wheat quality, wheat transportation, and international food assistance programs. They say the cooperation between the two is absolutely essential for maintaining a strong, unified voice for the U.S. wheat industry. That's your Daybreak Ag Report. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Tackling the issues that shape our state, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So great to start the morning, to start the week here with your phone calls, 406-294-0970. Obviously, I got a lot to talk about, but hey, we want to hear from you. The show is called Montana Talks for a reason. Democrats caved on the shutdown. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, the Democrats are furious at this handful of Senate Democrats that have now voted with Republicans to end this government shutdown. We'll get to more on that here in just a second. But first, let's go to Tim in Savage. Tim, great to hear from you. What's on your mind on this Monday?
Well, good morning. Here's your sports report and update. Well, first of all, congratulations to the Bulldogs. Looks like you're going to be on the road again this weekend. And so might want to listen to something on the drive. I got a recommendation for you.
Hey, so by the way, so let's talk a little bit of sports here real fast. High school football, my goodness. Whitefish Bulldogs, for those of you who don't know, our son is playing for Whitefish, mostly JV, but has been suiting up with the varsity. And, of course, they had a big win over Laurel, and Laurel has been a powerhouse this year. I mean, undefeated. So huge win for the Whitefish Bulldogs in Laurel on Friday night, and headed to Frenchtown this Friday. So that'll be fun to watch that game. I've got another friend whose son plays for Frenchtown. So let the trash talking locker room conversations commence. Right?
Oh yeah. Eagles had a great season this year as well, and the only teams that beat them are in the playoffs. That was Laurel, Billings Central, and then Fergus. And Fergus, they had a nail biter, but Frenchtown held off at home. So that's where you're heading this weekend. Whitefish at Frenchtown in the semis.
Yeah, and man, meanwhile, look at the Glasgow Scotties. I see our friend Kelly Seifert with the buzz up there in Glasgow's listening in this morning. Boy, they could be on the path to first state championship, and Kelly would have to tell me since when? When the last time they got a state championship? Who knows?
Yeah, it goes a long ways back. And, yeah, they've been winning by huge margins. I mean, to win in a quarterfinal by almost 20 points, they whipped up on Columbus this past weekend. And so, yeah, and then now they get to host the next two games. They host Three Forks this Saturday, and then if they win that one, they'll host the state chipper right there. And, you know, they're going to have to be a lot of pizza sold there in Glasgow on Saturday the 22nd.
Yeah, if any of our KMMS listeners, because what is it? Is it Three Forks that's heading to Glasgow, right? So if any of our Three Forks listeners are headed to Glasgow, pick me up some Eugene's pizza, and then maybe I'll plan a show here in Bozeman coming up soon so I can grab it from you on the road. Yeah, well, very cool. Well, Tim, you mentioned you have a book recommendation for any of us taking a road trip here over the next few days for high school football or anything else. So I want to hear that. Stand by, and we'll get to Tim's book recommendation here in 60 seconds right after this Fox News update. I finished a few books over the last week and a half, so maybe I'll give you a recommendation. Back to it here with Tim and Savage. So, Tim, what's the first off, if you got anything else to add on the high school football conversation, feel free to throw it in. But what's the book recommendation you got for us here as well?
Well, it's a sports related book, but it's where I really get excited. So the intersection of sports and politics, and so Clay Travis's new book called Balls. And it is
how Trump did you pause there was
saved America.
Was that a private joker pause there ahead of Tuesday?
Well, it's about sports, of course. So
that's right.
Balls. There's basketballs and footballs and, you know, baseballs, softballs.
Big balls, Doge, and everything. That's right, yeah. So,
There's a reason I'm calling you today and not on Tuesday. You know, if I called during, we wouldn't be able to even talk about the book anymore.
But, he'd take it too far.
I'm hoping that John can share whatever he wants to add to this. But there's a great book. Clay Travis just released it. It's been less than a week ago. And I've been doing so much traveling for the legislature and Board of Public Ed stuff. And so I've been pounding through the books. Another great one is Boys and Men. Boys and Men. And that's by Richard Reeves. And that is another great book about, you know, what's happened to boys in this world and how are we treating them and how are we leaving them behind? So, yeah, there's another one, Boys and Men. It was released about a couple of years ago, but that's a great book as well. And there's a lot of intersection between what Dr. Reeves, who wrote that book, and Clay Travis. But Clay Travis, that book is just funny and it's just well done. But Clay Travis's book, Balls, is a great one.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's why it's so great to have these incredible coaches that are, you know, teaching our young men and coaching our young men about so much more than football. I mean, my son just absolutely loved the West High coaches, and West is just on a run as well. And now incredible coaches at Whitefish. I mean, just men of faith. And when a player is down on the field, everybody drops to a knee and says a prayer. And it's just so great that we've got these incredible people. Interesting that you bring up young men. Young men are pushing to the right. They're pushing back into the church pews as well. But there was an interview on Fox News over the weekend where they were talking with a couple of women podcasters about how do you get young women back towards the right? What was it? 84%, I think, was the number in New York City. 84% of young women 18 to 29 went for the Kami Mamdani in New York City.
Yeah, just wild. I mean, it's just baffling. And then you see, even after that, then whatever the heck is they got planned for November 20th, I guess they're planning some more riots and storming the Capitol and just to watch the left just totally implode on themselves and eating their own. And that's just, you know, just give me a big old bag of popcorn, you know, protein-based popcorn, of course, not the bad stuff, but, you know,
they do have protein popcorn. Have you seen the, have you tried the protein popcorn? It's actually pretty good. Yeah, Billings Last Diet.
Yeah,
they have protein popcorn.
Sit back and watch.
Hey,
what were your book recommendations? What did you just finish? Because I'm out. I got to travel to Helen again this week, and I need some.
Okay, hold that thought. Stand by. I'll tell you after the break.
Cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Groundworks, official foundation repair company of Montana State Athletics. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Find what you love what you find. Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so Tim and Savage, he shared some of his book recommendations. Then he said, well, what are yours, Aaron? Because you've been traveling a little bit, listening to some audiobooks, reading some books as well. Yeah, it's fun not doing the day-to-day grind of having to talk for a few hours a day and then all the prep that goes into it. I read all day long, it feels like. So the last thing I want to do at the end of the day is go read some more. But you know, when you finally get a chance to kick back for a few days, it's fun to just read. For fun, frankly, instead of reading all this stuff, because that's what you do and that's what you have to. But I'll get to that here in a second. But first, let me read a couple of your messages that are coming in on the Montana Talks app. I mentioned Kelly in Glasgow, Scotty Country. Kelly says this, happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. That's right. Happy 250th birthday to the Marine Corps, one of the nation's most storied military branches, the United States Marine Corps, tracing its roots to the Revolutionary War, turns 250 years old today, founded on November 10th, 1775, when the Continental Congress authorized two battalions of Marines to serve as landing forces for the Continental Navy. The Corps fought at sea and on land during the American Revolution, most notably at the Battle of Nassau in 1776. Though the original Continental Marines disbanded after the war, the Marine Corps was reestablished on July 11, 1798, as part of the Department of the Navy. Since then, and this is a Fox News Radio report I'm reading here, since then, the Marine Corps has evolved into a global force known for rapid deployment and combat readiness. Marines fought in the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, and numerous campaigns across the Caribbean and Pacific. Let's see. In the 20th century, the Corps became central to America's power projection overseas. Anyway, that's part of that Fox News Radio report. Vice President J.D. Vance, a Marine Corps veteran himself, said this as he was addressing the United States Marine Corps Ball over the weekend.
We've got all this incredible technology, and of course the United States is the most significant leader of technology in the world. But I happen to believe that the most important warfighting technology is not a new airplane. The most important warfighting technology is not artificial intelligence or anything on a computer. The most important warfighting technology is a well-trained and well-armed United States Marine, and we won't forget it.
There you go. That was shared on X by Rapid Response 47. Okay, Tim and Savage still on the phone lines with us. Unless you want to call in, and then you can be next, 406-294-0970. So, Tim, Kyle, two or three books, actually, that I finished over the last, I guess, two or three weeks here. So one of them is Pardon of Innocence by Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. I listened to his full audiobook. It's about a year old, I think. But if you watched his Flynn film documentary, the book is kind of a deeper dive on the Flynn film documentary. So I finished that one. The new one that I would highly recommend is Under Siege by Eric Trump, President Trump's son, Eric Trump, Under Siege. Very just interesting to get his take on all of the warfare waged against him and his family in kind of an inside personal account. It feels like you're having a conversation with Eric Trump, and he's given you the inside account of what it was like, not just on a political level, but on a personal level as well. So that was a good one. But actually, Tim, I think the best – one of the best books that I have read of, I would almost say, of all time, and it's a Montana history book. I literally just finished this one. I had a friend give this to me right before I took off for a few days of vacation. Fred Whiteside was a Flathead Valley state senator at the turn of the 1900s. His autobiography is titled 300 Grand, Buffalo, Boodle, and Bribery. His autobiography is one of the best Montana history books I've ever read. It was fascinating because not only did he talk about the corruption involving the folks who wanted to build the Montana Capitol, and he prevented that corruption from taking place, saved a bunch of money for the people of Montana, but he's also the state senator who called out the bribery campaign of the Copper Kings as well. And so but aside from that political history of Montana, just him talking about first coming to Montana and hunting buffalo and running into grizzlies in caves and everything. It was just it was like a living Montana history book.
Oh, sounds interesting. Yeah, I'll definitely check that one out. And I appreciate those other Audible books. There's a lot of windshield time, and once you get caught up on the Montana Talks podcast, I mean, what else are you going to do? So, got to have something
right.
else to listen to.
That's right. Hey, what stood out to you most? You got the chance to listen in, even if you weren't able to listen live, you were able to listen in on David and John when John was sidekicking with David last week as well. What stood out to you the most? What were some of the podcasts that you appreciated the most where you would say, hey, folks, go back and listen to this hour, or go back and listen to that hour?
Well, just the combination of John and Dave together. I mean, with David with a K, I mean, you've got all sorts of great analytical. I mean, the way he digs in and examines that through his life experiences, and especially as a lawyer, and you see a little bit different take on that. And then when you mix in the Joker and his real life experiences as a federal agent and all of his time overseas, and seeing that mix in, and seeing them riff off of each other was just great. I mean, because they are different personalities, obviously, but having them together at the same time was a real treat. And so any of the time that they were together on Friday was good. But I was also really impressed. Tim from Billings, really, he rocked it. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm feeling bad. I said, man, I'm never going to get a shot at this because I'm way deep on that JV bench. I'm never going to get a shot now. He's got so many great guys.
Well, you're way out there in Savage. It's a little bit more of a commute for you to make it into the studio there. Although, heck, you do sports broadcasting, so I think we could probably figure out a way to patch in your remote equipment just the same way I do. I'll bet. So,
it was really good. Of course, we miss you on the air on the week, but you need to take that time off. That's family time, and it's important. Yeah, especially with everything else. Yeah, kids growing, and my God, you need to take time for that. So that's vitally important. So
it's a great
thing that you've got some great backup there to cover the show while you're out.
Oh, it's a ton of fun. Yeah, because the last thing you want is for the show to lose momentum and actually gain speed. Because you're right. In fact, I posted on X last week while John and David were doing one of the programs. I said we need to launch the Noble Jackson Show. Maybe it's some earlier times in the day. Maybe it's a little later in the afternoon for an afternoon drive or something. But how cool would that be to have an addition?
Yeah.
Because really, we need more Montana content, not less. I mean, everybody can see what's going on with the news business, the commentary business. Commentary is doing a little bit better than the news business is doing. But there's just fewer and fewer local folks who do what we do. And are truly passionate about
commentary. Yeah, something that I saw yesterday after I got home. I saw two different accounts of Trump at a football game. One of them was showing the Detroit Lions, after they scored a touchdown, they were in the end zone doing the Trump dance, and the captain was, these guys just love Trump. And then another one was, fans are booing Trump. Everybody hates Trump. Okay.
A tale
which
of two cities.
Are we looking at here?
Yeah.
They were at the same game, and they're seeing these two different things. And so that's why we need commentary and context to be able to sift through all of the garbage, because you're getting it from both sides. Everybody's trying to spin their own narrative. And it's, now, what really happened? And let's talk about what's really happening there and what really matters.
Yeah, you mentioned President Trump did some. some on-air commentary. I'll play a little bit of that coming up here in just a second. Tim and Savage, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you as always. Hey, by the way, Tim was talking about, you know, hey, I'm going to break out the popcorn and watch the Democrat Civil War, watch the Democrat infighting take place. And then we got to joking because he was saying, well, protein popcorn, of course, protein popcorn, of course. No joke. If you go into Billings Last Diet, they actually have a bag of popcorn, but it's protein. And it's actually pretty good. I still like the protein chips better, like the ranch-flavored protein chips, or the little pizza chip things are good, too. But no joke, they have popcorn protein. And it's got the same, you know, nutritional everything that a protein bar would have, except for it tastes like popcorn and it feels like you're eating popcorn. Billings Last Diet, not only can you go in if you're in the Billings area, but you can use their remote option. You can do a quick little two-week tune-up here before the holidays or get started for the first time ever. BillingsLastDiet.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And conservatism is what? What do we want? We want less government in our lives, limited government. We want the lowest taxes possible. We want to end the burdensome bureaucracy that is a stranglehold on business. We want secure borders. We want energy independence. We want those high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We want constitutional justices. People want and deserve cities and towns that are safe and secure. We believe in law and we believe in order. We believe that if our public schools are failing our kids at a spectacular level, our kids deserve better. We want safe schools and we want good schools. It's pretty simple.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
We are seeing something really disturbing, anti-Semitism on the rise, college campuses, halls of Congress, punditry world, around the world. Sadly, right here in America, you know, Jewish schools are being targeted, synagogues threatened. It was a tourist in Midtown Manhattan beaten and attacked in broad daylight. Why? Because he was Jewish. Okay, never again is right now. And I don't know what part of hundreds of thousands of missiles fired into Israel. Israelis murdered on October 7th, murder, kidnapping, torture, rape, beheading that some people don't understand. What would you want Americans to do? What would you expect your government to do if we were attacked this way? The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're on the front lines. They're providing all the humanitarian assistance to Jewish families under threat, and they're helping people rebuild their lives. Your gift, whatever you can give, and your support is life-saving work. Please donate generously, 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-IFCJ or ifcj.org.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudiness and some partial sunshine across the area today, we're looking at high temperature readings staying around 62 in the Bozeman area to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies expected, temperatures will drop back down to the upper 30s in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. Partly sunny Tuesday, upper 50s to mid-60s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I tell you what, we get some great guests on this show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls. The chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Hey, in addition to, John Jackson covering down and sidekicking with David Noble, big thanks to David Noble for covering down for the full week. Also got to give a big shout-out to our producer, Caden Bjornstad, as well, because, you know, he think about technical issues, all this stuff that's out of his control, but yet he's still got a show to produce, and then he's got fill-in folks to juggle around and to take care of and trying to jump through hoops to get guests on the show in the midst of some technical issues and things like that. And so, yet kept fighting through it to make it all happen. And it sounds like just some great content throughout the week as a result of his work and David and John and the rest of the folks who joined the show. I guess they had the Attorney General on. And several other guests, Attorney General Austin Knutson, as well as many others. So what a great lineup. As Tim and Savage was talking about, the book that he recommended for folks to listen to if you're hitting the road this week was a new book by Clay Travis, Balls, How Trump, Young Men, and Sports Saved America. And Tim talked about how he likes how it's where politics intersects with sports, and that's what he appreciates about the book. So I'll have to try to give that one a listen. But of course, Clay Travis comes on right after Montana Talks, right here on these very radio stations in Montana. But here's President Trump doing a little on-air play-by-play during the Washington Commanders Detroit Lions game last night. And as Tim pointed out, the Detroit Lions guys, they scored a touchdown and they were doing the Trump dance right there after, as they pointed up to the owner's box to President Trump. Senator Steve Daines, by the way, was at the game as well, sitting right there next to President Trump. I saw that on X. But here's President Trump doing a little bit of play-by-play last night.
Would you like to call a play?
Well, I would like to do that if you'd like me to, but I will say that your second string, your backup quarterback, is a good quarterback, and he's had some very good games for you, and your first string quarterback has the potential, I think, to be a great quarterback. He's got to stop the injuries somehow. And let's see, we have a very important, I think it's a very important couple of plays.
Here we go. Second and seven.
Right, second and seven. Let's see what happens. Well, that's all right.
Kroski Merritt.
Not bad.
Takes it down to the 5-yard line.
That's right. That's right. Good runner.
Here we go.
This is a very big play, don't you think?
I think.
They have to get a touchdown. Let's put it differently. They just have to get a touchdown.
There we go. Now you're doing my job, because that's what I was going to say. They have to get a touchdown.
Just forget about the play. They have to get a touchdown.
So you've done my job, now you've done his job. You're a regular here on the broadcast
booth. Well, let's see how they do. I think.
All right. Anyway, it was great to watch that video earlier this morning as well. But look at how relaxed President Trump is there. I mean, here he is. He's doing play-by-play at an NFL game. And the Democrats basically are mad at their fellow Democrats because they think their fellow Democrats got played. And, I mean, just look at this. The federal government shutdown appears to be coming to an end because President Trump stayed cool. He didn't panic. The Republicans held it together. They didn't cave into these hostage-taker demands. And now the Democrats, and while President Trump is doing an on-air play-by-play, Democrats are yelling at their other Democrats saying that they got played. Let's see. You've got a couple more messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. Morgan in Helena says, I sent an email from the Western News regarding emergency powers to increase property taxes to pay EBT. Silver Bow County, in other sources, is saying that they aren't, although their proclamation appears different. So is Butte Silver Bow raising taxes to pay for food stamp welfare that the Democrats shut down with the Schumer shutdown? Great question from Morgan and Helena. I'll have to see if did you just send the email or did it come or did you? Oh, there we go. Okay, I see it now. Yeah, thank you. I will read that one during the break. Let's see. We got a message from Evan in Belt. I think that the Congress should forfeit their pay for the rest of their elected terms. Maybe then they would understand the pain they inflict on our government employees. Then these BS shutdowns would come
from
to an end.
From the Mattress Firm studio, this is KBUL, News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.